Uranus is now at its closest and brightest of the year. When William Herschel discovered that giant green world a little over 200 years ago, it created a sensation that still has no equal. For even in our modern era, where scientific revelations are commonplace, we never have our very sense of reality ripped to shreds. But back in the mid-18th century, there had always been five planets, plus our own. Five planets was a basic reality, and nobody throughout history ever wrote that there might be additional, unseen planets. Looking back, we may be a bit surprised ourselves, because for a few months every year, and that's happening right now, Uranus can be glimpsed without too much difficulty with just the naked eye. Why hadn't anyone ever noted it? And why did it require more than a century and a half since the invention of the telescope for someone to claim its sighting? Anyway, it's a strange world. Uranus orbits the Sun sideways. From the 70s until a few years ago, its vertically aligned equator was on the leading side of that planet, while we and the Sun faced its south pole. Its moons made concentric circles as we watched. Now, we instead face its vertical equator, and its moons rise and fall like elevators while going around it. Totally weird. Uranus is the third largest planet, a globe of mostly hydrogen and helium, like the Sun, with enough methane gas to absorb the Sun's red light and reflect only its blue and green. If you know the constellations a little, well, at 10 p.m. any night in the east, look under the right side of the stars of Aries. Use binoculars to find a blue-green star. That's a color that no real star ever displays, and that's Uranus. Then maybe salute that day 2 centuries ago when human thoughts about the universe underwent a leap that to this day has seen no equal. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.